感谢神哈，今天又是我们一个月一次的 combined meeting。
Praise the Lord, this is a combined meeting once a month.
每次想到我们能够跨越我们的年龄、我们的语言和背景，一起来敬拜神，这本身就是一件很兴奋、很荣耀的事情。
It's such a glorious, exciting thing that we can worship all together, beyond our age differences and language.
啊，这个世界的原则就是分分分，让我们用各式各样的方式在这里把我们分开来。
Because the principle of this world is to divide, divide, it divides us in all many different ways.
但是在基督里，我们却是那样子的，愿意跨过自己所有的不同，能够一起来侍奉这位伟大的神。
But yet in Christ, we are willing to overcome all barriers to serve the Lord together.
我不晓得大家刚刚唱了一首诗歌，说我只有一个 desire， 我只有一个心，愿意把自己分别来荣耀神，来归给神。你们的感觉是什么
？What were you thinking? What were we thinking when we were singing the song? We have only one desire. It is to live for Him.
然后他特别说到，我们被分别是为了要归给神的。
Says that we are separated unto the Lord.
然后最近有人要结婚，那么多的新娘礼服，你为什么挑来挑去挑这一件呢
？Some people are getting married, and why do you just pick that one dress for your wedding dress?
那一件要归给你的。
Because that will belong to you.
哦，有那么多的东西，那么多的家具，你为什么买这个？
There are many different types of furniture. Why do you just pick that particular one?
因为它要跟所有的家具不一样，它要成为你的。
Because it will, you will draw it out and call it yours.
神把我们从万民中分别出来，要成为特特属神的子民啊。
That the Lord has separated us out from all nations so that we can become His possession.
啊，所以我希望每个主日大家都充满了喜乐、兴奋来到神的家中。
We hope that every Sunday that we'll come to God's house with excitement and expectations.
决定要不甘心，只是习惯性的来聚会而已。
That we're not willing that it would just be a routine.
你们真是要有一个活泼的信心跟盼望，我是来朝见永生神，朝见万王之王。
That we come with the living faith and expectation that we come to behold this King of the Kings.
其实我们眼睛看到的是这样。
Yet maybe well, the sight is different.
在属灵的境界里面，你知道吗？我们每个主日，我们是直接登陆天庭，来到至圣者宝座面前的。
But it might be the same thing what we see. But in the reality of the spiritual realm, that we are actually coming to the throne of the kings.
啊，平常天使天君都在那里颂赞这位伟大的主。
All the heavenly angels and hosts were singing songs to praise him.
当我们一来的时候，众天使全部撤开，让我们直接进来。
But yet, when we approach the throne, all the angels will stand aside so that we can approach to the throne.
我们唱的再烂。天使要鸦雀无声，不准打岔的。
No matter how bad our singing is, the angels will be silent so that they will not interrupt us.
因为神要听我们蒙恩罪人向他的歌声。
Because God desires to hear those sinners who are redeemed to sing praises to Him.
啊，我们很感谢神，今年大家不管在敬拜上，大家更真实的在操练。
We praise the Lord because now we're practicing to worship in spirit and truth.
准时的情形在进步中，我们很感谢主。听说上礼拜86%的人9:30就已经到了。
And we're really making progress to be punctual. I heard that last Sunday about 86% of people were here on time.
那另外一个很感恩的事情就是很多的人在背圣经哈。
Another thing that I'm so thankful is that a lot of people are memorizing the scriptures.
啊，我听到很多被圣经的故事，很感动。
I've heard a lot of stories, very touching.
那我们上个礼拜开 staff meeting 的时候，我说我们当讲员的，甚至外来讲员以后都会很紧张。
Last week at the staff meeting, we said that all our speakers, or even guest speakers, will be very nervous.
我们引用错圣经，底下人就说你背错了。
That if we make a mistake quoting the scriptures, everyone will know.
啊，这么多弟兄姊妹，连出信的弟兄姊妹，年轻的孩子们都在背圣经，教会的 leader 也非得往前不可，对不对？啊，感谢神。
So many new believers and even young people are memorizing the scriptures. So the leaders, we have to march on as well.
好，我们上一个月讲 abiding， 整个信息集中在住在基督里哈，住在主里面。
Last month, all of our messages focus on abiding in the Lord.
啊，这个月我们重点在 pruning， 修剪、修理。
And this month, our emphasis will be on the pruning.
我们一起先来读一段我们今天要读的圣经，约翰福音十五章第一节到第三节。
Let's read the scripture together. John 15 verses 1 through 3.
我们用中文读一遍，再用英文读一遍啊！中文：我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。好，现在英文我们也读一遍。
Now let's read in English.
I am the true wine, and my Father is the wine dresser.
Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.
那么今天的英文字特别小哈，啊，没有关系。那我背诵经文在纲要上面写约翰福音十五章一到二节，我后来把它改了，改成以赛亚书五十五章啊。所以你们 program 学来不及，但是纲要上是这样。以赛亚书五十五章也是今天早上的daily scripture 每日背诵经文的经文，我们一起也把它读一遍，好不好
？Let's read the daily scripture together.
耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。好，英文也读一遍，好不好
？English. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my way, says the Lord. For as the heavens higher than the earth.So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
好，那我们的经文就读到这啊。好，今天我要讲一个主题，讲到天父亲自的栽培和修理。
So today's message is that Heavenly Father's cultivation and pruning.
刚刚的圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣说：“我是真葡萄树。”我父是栽培的人。
The scripture we just read it says, "I am the true vine, Jesus, and my Father is the vine dresser."
那我希望弟兄姊妹不要轻看这么一句话。
I hope we will not take this verse lightly.
这光光这一句话，如果我们真实的在信心里面接受它，而且在经历里面进入它的话
，If we can truly accept it by faith and enter into it with experience，
我决定相信我们属灵的生命跟我们整个人生要被带到一个。不只是 next level， 是一个 almost the highest level。
I believe that our spiritual life will be elevated not only to the next level but even higher level。
在这里，主耶稣说：“我是真葡萄树。”
Because the Lord Jesus says that I am the true vine。
那后面就说到：“我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。”说到我们跟他那个一的关系。
And then he says, "You are the branches; we are one with him."
所以当我们重生得救的时候，耶稣基督把他的生命赐给了我们。
Because when we were born again, Lord Jesus Christ has given us his life.
他的生命怎样，我们的生命就应该就可以怎样。
Well, however his life is, that should also be our life.
这是耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
然后他说，我父是栽培的人。
And then he says, my father is the vine dresser.
这个树是父亲自在这里栽培，在这里经营，在这里修理它。
So this vine was planted and cultivated and pruned by the Father.
而让这棵树能够多结果子，结出圣灵的果子来。
So that this vine can yield more fruit, the fruit of the Spirit.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你有没有注意到圣父、圣子、圣灵都在这里
？Do you see that both Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all here?
今天我们得到了一个地位。
Today we have an identity.
今天我们可以过一种生活，是跟圣父、圣子、圣灵发生绝对关系的生活。
So today we can live a life that is much to do with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
让我们的生命、性情、力量是从耶稣基督来。
So that our life and our nature, even our strength, come from the Lord Jesus Christ.
而我们整个生活，我们的人生是神在这里设计，神在这里教育我们，神在这里栽培我们。
And we can live a life that the Heavenly Father is educating us and cultivating and nurturing us.
而是让我们整个人生能够充满了圣灵的果子。
So that our entire life can yield the fruit of the Spirit.
我们可以丰丰富富的进神国。
That we can enter into God's kingdom abundantly.
今天我们讲这个题目，天父亲自的栽培和修理，可能愿意来听这个道的人可能不多。
Today, probably not many people are willing or desire to listen such a message.
今天如果我在这讲说如何让你的人生有一个丰富的人生、丰收的人生，我相信连非基督徒都愿意来听。
If today I'm going to preach how you can live an abundant life, I'm sure even non-Christians desire to hear it.
但是只有在基督里，我们可以活出这个 abundant life.
But only in Christ we can live an abundant life.
弟兄姊妹，太伟大的救恩，神把丰盛的生命给我们，把丰盛的人生和应许也赐给了我们。
This is such a great salvation that God has given us a full life and promise a full life.
你知道圣经上讲到我们这些堕落的人是用什么来形容我们吗
？Do you know what the Bible describes us who have fallen?
很多哈。
There are a lot of descriptions.
那在植物方面是用什么来形容我们
？Do you know what the Bible uses the plant to describe us？
有没有人知道？荆棘蒺藜。
Yes, thorns and briars.
啊，荆棘和蒺藜是一个旧造堕落的人在创世纪出现了。
Because even in the Old Testament in Genesis, the scripture uses thorns and briars.
荆棘不仅仅说到他这个没有什么价值，卑贱的。
Not only that they are worthless, they don't have much value.
啊，荆棘不仅仅说到它是盘地而生，它是跟地发生关系，跟天没有关系的。
It crawls on the ground that has nothing to do with heaven.
不像香柏木是向天而去的。
It's not like cedar trees; they grow toward heaven.
啊，然后荆棘一个最大的特点就是它充满了刺的。
And the biggest characteristic of thorn is that they're thorny.
它不仅仅不能给人带来祝福，它给人带来伤害。
Not only that, it cannot bring any blessings, but harms and hurts.
哦，所以当亚当堕落以后，这个自私跟自我，这个中心的生活方式已经变成人的本性了。
After Adam fell, then the selfishness and self-centered are the center of man's life.
所以你要一个荆棘变得 fruitful， 那是很可怕的事情。
So if you ask a thorn to be fruitful, it's actually a very dreadful thing.
所以神从来不会去修剪一个荆棘，神从来不会去栽培施肥一个荆棘的。
Therefore, God will never keep or cultivate or nurture or even prune thorns.
所以你千万不要认为说我信了耶稣，让神祝福我、保护我、带领我，让我的人生丰富。神不会让荆棘丰富的。
So please do not think after we believe in Jesus, then God's going to bless me and make my life fruitful, because God will not make thorn fruitful.
但是我们在这里，我们要带着感恩的心，就是神让我们居然可以脱离荆棘，而能够成为真葡萄树。
But then with a thankful heart, because God has caused us to depart from being thorns to become true vine.
他是那棵真葡萄树。
Because He is the true vine.
而我们成为他的枝子。
And we become His branches.
我们没有他，我们离了他，我们不能做什么。
Apart from him, we can do nothing.
他没有我们，也结不出果子来。
And without us, he cannot bear fruit.
他把他自己放在一个受限制的地位，而把这个责任交给了我们。
Because he has limited himself and gave us this commission.
把这个结果子的荣耀和祝福交给了我们。
He has given us this glory.And this blessing to bear fruit.
所以我们有份于这个伟大的生命，有份于神这么伟大的计划，弟兄姊妹，这是恩典。
So this is such a great grace that we are partakers of this glorious plan and purpose.
所以他说我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
So Jesus says, I'm the true vine and my father is the vine dresser.
在以赛亚书第五章第三、第四节，我曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲过，后来神痛苦到一个地步，神说 你们自己做个判断好了，你们自己说，到底这件事是怎么回事？
So, I mentioned to you, in Isaiah chapter 5, verses 3 and 4, that God was so, it was such a painful, he felt such a pain. He says, okay, you judge for yourself. What should I do? What should I do more?
我为葡萄园所做的事情之外，我还有什么可以做的呢？
God himself even cried out, what more could have been done to my vineyard?
整个心整个爱放到这个葡萄园，他说我不知道我还能做什么。 What else I can do?
Because he has poured out his love and his heart to this vineyard. And he says, I don't know what else more I can do.
他说我指望结好葡萄，怎么倒是结的野葡萄呢？
I expected good fruits. Then how come I get wild grapes?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我就希望我们现在不管你是在哪一个年纪啊，
I hope no matter what stage of life we are in,
我们都要很谦卑很认真地在主面前，到底我现在在结什么果子？
Let's be sincere and serious. Exactly what kind of fruit are we bearing?
每一个人都在结果子。
Everyone is bearing some kind of fruit.
每一天都在结果子。
And every day we're yielding some kind of fruit.
甚至连我出来的每一句话都在结果子。
And even the words of my mouth, it will bear fruit.
我的话可以造就人，我的话可以安慰人，我的话可以摧毁人，我的话可以伤害人。
Yes, my words can edify and comfort, or can hurt and destroy.
每一个思想都有它的果子。
Every thought has its fruit.
因为种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Because you reap whatever you sow.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，到底我们现在在收什么？
So exactly what are we reaping right now?
这是神心里面他不能够明白的，我花了这么多功夫培养你。
This is something that God just could not understand. I have spent so much effort to cultivate you.
我把我所有能做的都做了，我把我儿子都给了你们。
I've done everything that I could. I even gave you my son.
那为什么今天结出来的不是好葡萄，而是野葡萄呢？
But then why today only I can reap wild grapes?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们来看这个经文的时候，因为我们希望主光照我们。
So, when we study the scriptures, on the one hand, we hope that God will shine His light upon us.
看见我们的亏欠。
So that we can see our shortcomings.
但是另外一方面，我又希望主的话在这里激励我们。
But yet, on the other hand, I hope the Lord's words will inspire and encourage us.
看见我们今天得到的地位。 So that 我们的托付是多么的荣耀。
So that we can see what a glorious position and commission that we have.
居然三而一的神，圣父、圣子、圣灵。 亲自在这里施恩，亲自在这里做工。
It's Triune God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're working together on us.
太伟大的事情了。
What a glorious thing.
所以我们在这里讲修理的时候，大家听到修理都不舒服哈。
Because whenever we talk about pruning, our first reaction is not very comfortable.
对不起，我有时必须常常问一下，不知道在中国大陆来的修理是不是也就是修理，就是要整整你、折磨你，是不是？
So, in Chinese, it means fixing or pruning.
那我们在台湾是讲，这个人需要修理，或是眷村的话更粗野，这个人欠扁。So
in Chinese, when we say someone needs to be pruned or fixed or disciplined.
所以我们讲到修理都不舒服，都很怕的。So
our first reaction is we're afraid because it's not going to be comfortable.
但是圣经里面讲的修理是非常正面的。But
yet when the Bible talks about pruning, it's very positive.
所以我今天只讲两个点。
Today I'm going to talk about two points.
我重点第一个是重在是天父亲自的栽培和修理，讲到的 higher hand 更高的手，更伟大的手在这里做事。
First, the first thing is that it's a higher hand, our Father in heaven. He is the one that prunes.
第二个讲所有修剪的目的是为了要叫我们能够荣耀神，借着多结果子来荣耀神。Secondly.
All the purposes of pruning is so that we can bear more fruit and the Father will be glorified.
这个是讲到 higher purpose, 是为了更高、更正面的目的。
So it's for higher purpose, if a more positive purpose.
那第三个其实我的纲要已经写好了, 就是当我们被神修理时。
The third point is when we are being pruned.
但是因为直接讲到，如果讲太多的话，反而忽略了前两个该有的重要性，所以我宁可把它留到下一次讲。But
I'd rather leave it to next time so that we can focus more on the first two points.
所以你们 不要难过，早晚会被修理的。
Don't worry, you will be pruned sooner or later.
那想知道在修理的时候要怎么样子的态度，静待下期分解。
So just wait until next time I share with you our attitudes when we're being pruned.
建树，你们可以再回来一次哈。呀，那弟兄姊妹在这里讲到是 higher hand for higher purpose.
So it essentially is a higher hand for higher purpose.
一个更高的手，更伟大的手，为着更高的目的。他在这里栽培，他在这里修剪。
A higher hand for higher purposes that he is pruning and cultivating.
于师母曾经要我去修剪过我们家后院的桃子树，我修得太过头了，第二年一个都不长。
One year, Pastor Nancy asked me to prune the peach trees in our backyard, and I overdid it. So the next year we had no fruit.
所以我去年就前年就修得少一点，结果都是叶子哈。
So last year and the year before, so I took it easy and then pruned a little bit less. And now all we get are leaves.
因为我不是 professional.
Because I'm not a professional.
但是神知道我们的需要，神知道怎么样子修剪，神知道怎么样子让我们多结果子。
But God, He knows our needs. He knows us. He knows how to make us more fruitful.
在以赛亚书第27章第3节，他说：“我耶和华是看守葡萄园的。”我必时刻浇灌，昼夜看守，免得有人损害。
Isaiah 27 verse 3 says, I the Lord keep it, I water it every morning, lest any hurt it, and I keep it night and day.
这是神的园子。
And this is God's vineyard.
这是神的葡萄树。
And this is God's branches.
我们是他的子民。
And we are his people.
他不仅仅时刻浇灌，能够供应我们生命上所有所需要的。
Not only that, he waters every moment to nourish and to provide everything that our life needs.
他也昼夜看守。
He also watches it night and day.
免得有人破坏。
Lest anyone hurt it.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道，主耶稣在地上的时候，约翰福音第10章第10节讲得很清楚，盗贼来是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏的。
Because the Lord Jesus has said that the thief comes to steal, destroy, and to hurt.
我这边放了两个图哈。
Now we see two pictures.
你可以帮忙找的，一个是狮子在追小狐狸。
One is the lion is chasing after a little fox.
这是彼得后书说的，你们的仇敌像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可以吞吃的。
Like Second Peter says, our enemy is like a rolling lion, crawling around to find something to devour.
所以你看到狮子的时候，你知道是仇敌。
So whenever you see a lion, you know that it's an enemy.
你看那只很凶恶的狐狸躲在葡萄树里面，你也知道它是仇敌。
And then when you see a fox under the vine, you know that it's an enemy too.
所以仇敌会用非常非常明显的方式来诱惑我们，来伤害我们，来强暴我们。
Yes, the enemy can use all kinds of obvious ways to entice us and to overtake us.
突然出了重车祸变残废的，突然长癌症的，突然家里面发生大变故了，我们都知道好像是一个 under attack 被攻击了。
So if something drastic happened, like an accident or like a serious disease, then we know that we're under attack.
孩子离家出走不回来了，先生有外遇了，我们知道 under attack, 仇敌在攻击这个家。
So if a child runs away from home or a husband has an extramarital affair, then we know that the enemy is attacking this family.
但是我们很少会注意到，像新约圣经，不是像旧约圣经雅各书第二章那里告诉我们，第2章15节。
But yet hardly we will notice when something.
你们先放经文，先不要放图。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
破坏了我的这个计划。雅各书2章15节那里告诉我们什么
？Song of Songs, Chapter 2, verse 15. What does it say?
要给我擒拿狐狸，就是毁坏葡萄园的小狐狸。
Catches the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines.
因为我们的葡萄正在开花。
Because our vines have tender grapes.
好，现在小狐狸可以出来了。
Okay, now we can see the little foxes.
你看那小狐狸多可爱。
Look at how cute they are.
觉得可爱的举手。
Raise your hand if you
think they're so cute. 你看你们差不多举手，对不对？会去杀他，会去防备他的。你不会，你还想玩他呢。
Do you think you will try to guard against them or even kill them? No, you want to play with them.
但是主耶稣怎么说？圣经怎么说
？But what does the Bible say?
要为我们擒拿狐狸，就是那毁坏葡萄园的小狐狸。
Catches the fox, the little fox that spoil the vines.
为什么
？Why?
因为葡萄正在开花。
Because the vines have tender grapes.
弟兄姊妹，如果你看到一棵葡萄树， 完全的花都已经掉了，你知道你对这棵树已经 hopeless， 不抱任何盼望，因为它不可能结果子。
Because if you see a vine without any tender grapes or any flowers, then the vine is hopeless. It's not going to yield any fruit.
刚才上一张图，在那么多的葡萄底下，有一个凶猛的一个狐狸，它的破坏性还是有限的。
So, in this picture, there's this mature big fox under the grapes. The destruction is kind of limited.
因为已经有那么多的葡萄，它顶多吃一部分。
Because there are already so many grapes, so at the most, he probably gets just one bunch.
而且他来的时候，你看得出他是仇敌，你会赶掉他的。
Because when a big fox comes, you can recognize it's an enemy that you will cast away.
但是小狐狸这么可爱。
But yeah, little foxes are so cute.
他在那里跑来跑去，在葡萄园里面跑来跑去，把所有的花都给弄下来了。
That it would run around the vineyard and then destroy all the tender flowers and grapes.
他带来的伤害性远大于那只狐狸。
So actually, the destruction is much greater than what can be done by the big fox.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在我们的心怀意念，在我们的生活习惯，在我们的 lifestyle 里面，不知道有多少的小狐狸在那里。
So brothers and sisters, in our thoughts, in our minds, in our lifestyles, we don't know how many little foxes there are.
我们没有警觉，我们甚至喜欢它。
That we are not on guard, we even enjoy and like them.
但是它却给我们带来了致命的伤害。
But yet they can bring us fatal attacks.
它摧毁了我们所有结果子的盼望，它把花都弄掉了。
It will destroy all the hopes to yield fruit.
我们好不容易长到开花了，那是真的花。
So for a long time, finally there are some flowers.
它是朝向结果子的路上迈去的时候，小狐狸出现了。
And it's walking toward yielding fruit, and all of a sudden, little foxes come.
对弟兄姊妹，我们真的需要这位伟大的神，天父是栽培的人，他时刻浇灌，昼夜看守。
So we really need this gardener, this vine dresser, because he waters every moment and watches day and night.
他知道我们什么时候渴了，他知道我们什么时候需要怎样的养分，他知道我们什么时候需要保护，什么时候需要他的拯救。
Because he knows when we are thirsty, when we need protection, and when we need salvation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
盗贼来是偷窃、杀害和毁坏，我来是要叫人得生命，并且得了更丰盛的生命。
Because the thief comes to kill, destroy, and steal, but I have come to give you life, life more abundant.
整个天父的修剪就是为了帮助我们跟基督之间有一个正确的关系。
Because all the pruning done by the Father, so that we can have a right relationship with Jesus Christ.
我们能够从基督里面吸取我们所有需要的养分、枝浆、水分等等，而让我们能够为神结出果子来。
So that we can draw all nutrients, all the saps from this bread, from this vine, so that we can yield more fruit.
而另外一方面，他就为我们看守。
And also, he watches for us.
所以在这里我们看见的是一个更高的手，一位伟大的父，他亲自栽培，他亲自修剪啊。
Therefore, here we can see a higher hand is our heavenly Father who is doing the pruning.
我们想到被修剪的时候，虽然不舒服。
Yes, when we are being pruned, it's not comfortable.
但是我们决定要知道是在神的手中。
But we have to know we are in God's hands.
要对他有信任。
So trust him.
在德国集中营里面，墙壁上有人留下一句话，你知道很多犹太俘虏都被杀啊。
During the World War II, there were concentration camps for the Jews, and then one of the concentration camps, there's some words on the wall.
那个犯人不是犯人，犹太人在集中营被杀之前，有人在墙壁上留下了一句话。
Some Jew before he was killed, he wrote something on the wall.
虽然乌云满布，让我看不见阳光。
Even though there's so many dark clouds, I cannot see sunshine.
但是我知道，在乌云之上，公义的日头永远存在。
But yet I know this righteous sun is always there above the clouds.
这个叫做信任。
And that is trust.
不是建立在环境上。
It's not built on circumstances.
不是建立在我的感觉上。
It's not built based on feelings.
建立在我对神。真实的信任上。
But based on my true trust.
我们可以一面流泪，好像被修剪。
Yes, when we are being pruned, we may be weeping.
但是我们知道，这是出于那位爱我们的主，甚至把他独生子都舍了的主，亲自在这里的修剪。
But yet we can know that this comes from the Father who even gave us His only Son.
是为了我们的好处。
It's for our benefits.
来考考大家，耶利米书29章。 11节怎么背
So, let me test you. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11.
对不对？我耶和华说，我知道我向你们所存的、所怀的意念是什么？降平安的意念，不是降灾祸的，赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，对不对？要为了叫你们末后有指望。
Because the Lord says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and hope.
一切在患难中，我们还是欢欢喜喜的盼望神的荣耀。
So that we can, through trials and tribulation, we can joyfully hoping for His glory.
知道这只是暂时的。
Because we know that all the sufferings are but momentary.
知道这是过渡的。
Because this is only a transition.
这是神在我们身上一个更高的工作、更高的结局之前的一个必经的过程。
This is a necessary path to a higher purpose and higher glory.
所以刚才我们也读了以赛亚书55章第八、第九节那里讲的，我的意念高过你们的意念，我的道路高过你们的道路。
As we just read, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, and my ways are higher than your ways.
因为他的意念跟我们不一样，他的道路非同我们的道路。
Because his thoughts are different from ours, and his ways are not our ways.
接下来我们来看他整个修理的目的是为了 higher purpose。
And then we will see that all the pruning is for higher purpose.
这个第二节是告诉我们，不结果子的枝子它就剪去，结果子的它就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
Because John 15, verse 2 says, Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes so that it may bear more fruit.
所以修理的目的不光只是为了结果子更多，这是第二节，但是第八节说你们多结果子，我父就 得荣耀。所以结果修理的目的是为了叫父得荣耀。
So the purpose of pruning is not only so that we will bear more fruit, but as in verse 8 says that the Father will be glorified.
读过数学 A 等于 B, B 等于 C, A 就等于 C。
So if A is equal to B, B is equal to C, then that means A is equal to C.
多结果子是一个过程，是一个方式，但是目的是为了叫父得荣耀。
So the ultimate purpose is that the Father will be glorified, and then our bearing more fruit is just a means.
弟兄姊妹，我们在讲这里修剪的时候，神修剪的两个原则，简单提过去就是了
啊。We will mention two principles when God prunes us.
不结果子的，他就剪掉。
Because if the branch does not bear fruit, he takes away.
什么叫做不结果子呢？你连花都不开的，剪掉了嘛？因为他不会，他白占地土，白抢养分啊，他就剪掉了。
So if the branch doesn't even have buds or flowers.Then just cut it away so that it will not waste nutrients.
或者已经枯干了，或者有病的，它就剪掉了。
Or if it's diseased or it's dried up, and just cut it away.
弟兄姊妹，我们已经说过，这个跟得救不得救，是无关的。这里是在讲到我们主观上跟主的关系和经历，所以跟救恩是不一样的。
As I mentioned to you, this verse is not referring to our salvation. It refers to our personal experience with God.
不是说你信了耶稣以后还有可能被剪掉下硫磺火湖，不是这个。
It doesn't mean that after you become a Christian, you still run the risk of being cut away and go to hell. No.
而是你在那里不是为着神的荣耀活着的时候，神就剪掉。
But if you are not living for God's glory, then He takes it away. Then you lose this personal relationship.
让我们在主观的交通上连接上，我们好像断掉了。
So that Subjectively, we feel that our communication, our fellowship with the Lord is being cut.
所以你不容易享受神的同在，你不容易享受圣灵的感动，你不容易享受这生命的丰盛，因为已经被剪掉了。
When this subjective communion is cut off, it's hard for us to enjoy the presence, the sweet fellowship of the Lord because it's been cut.
你从罗马书十一章你可以知道。当我们再有信心的时候，又随时被接回来。
But yet, according to Romans chapter 11, if we are being revived, we can be reconnected again.
好，这个我只是稍微点过。但是结果子的枝子，它就修理干净。
But every branch that bears fruit, then he will prune.
所以你要知道，你被修理，不见得是一定是犯罪。犯罪常神常常就是剪掉的。
So we have to understand that when we are being pruned, it's not always because we have sinned.
而是我们这个人不够健康，不够丰盛，不对，神在这里修理我们。
But maybe because we're not healthy enough and we're not right, so the Lord is cutting and pruning.
让我们就像这首诗歌一样，我们能够更 pure 哈，能够更单纯的、更真实的活出基督的生命来。
Just like the song says that we can be more pure after being purified, and we can live out the life of Christ.
在这个我大概30年前看到一个弟兄的见证。
About 30 years ago, I read the testimony of a brother.
他后来在美国被神非常重用的一个神的仆人。
And then later on, he was greatly used by God in America.
但是当他在年轻刚开始自己献身出来的时候
，When he first started out in ministry.
他自己这个心智非常的强啊。
And he had great ambition.
那他心中最佩服、最羡慕的就是美国的格里汉 Billy Graham。
And the one person that he admired the most is Billy Graham.
所以他很多地方就想模仿他。
So he tried to imitate him.
他看他很多的信息，听他很多的信息，他讲话的姿势，他用的话，然后他做工的方式都跟格里汉很像。
So he watched video. He tried to imitate the way he preaches, the way he talks. Even his ministry looks very similar to his.
他发了上百、上千封信给那个周遭的教会。那三十年前不像现在有电脑那么方便。
So 30 years ago, there's no computer, and he sent out thousands of letters to churches nearby.
不是没有 computer 没有像现在这么方便哈。
There was computer 30 years ago.
所以他发了上百上千封信给附近的教会。
So he sent thousands of letters to churches near his city.
他以一方盟主自居，想把众教会他做众教会的 ministry.
So he somehow elevated himself, and he wanted to unite and then.Unite the churches in his area.
他想鼓励众教会一起跨越教会的界限，一起来做福音，一起来怎么样？所以他的心智好像都是很好的。
It seems like he had all these good intentions that he wanted to unite the churches to overcome the barriers to work on the gospel.
因为他在自己教会里面也很认真传福音，也结果子，但是他觉得太慢了，要一起来。
He actually served very diligently in his church, but he thought it was too slow. He wanted to unite all the churches together.
所以他的用心，他的动机，你都不能说他不好啊。
So you cannot really criticize his motives.
但是弟兄姊妹，很多的时候就在我们以为很好的里面，我们里面有自己的掺杂，自己不知道的。
But yet, oftentimes in these good intentions that we have, we mix.With our own agendas that we're not even aware of.
所以当他把信发出去了以后，几乎没有什么人回他的信。
So after he sent all the letters, hardly any responses.
当他要召开那个聚会的时候，没有什么人来。
And when he was about to call the meeting, hardly anyone came.
这个格里汉人家知道，但是你某某人是谁啊？
Yeah, people knew about Billy Graham, but who are you? So
所以他做了一段时间以后，他非常的灰心，他甚至已经穷到一个地步，他去后来放下他的牧师的职位了。
So he after a while he became very frustrated, and also he became so poor, so he left the ministry.
他沦落到一个地步，他跑到山里面去当那个挖坟墓的工人，赚一点钱养家。
He became so poor that he went to the mountains and became an undertaker to dig graves, to make a living.
都在他这样子穷破潦倒的时候，神在这里，在他身上光照他，工作在他身上。
But yet, just at this moment, when he was the most miserable and frustrated, the Lord appeared to him.And shine light.
显明了他很多的雄心大志，他很多的做法，他很多的想法，其实背后里面人的骄傲，人对神不够的不够谦卑，不够依靠，很多的东西神光照他，神在这里修理他。
At that moment, the Lord started to prune him, and the Lord exposed that he has a lot of self-ambition and being conceited and the pride.
我长话短说了，后来神得回这个人。
And to make the story short.The Lord revived him.
让他重新回来服侍他。
And he came back to ministry to serve.
所以后来他的服侍，圣灵的祝福都是那么明显，但是这个人非常的谦卑。
But later on, in later years, he became so humble, and there was vivid blessing of the Holy Spirit.
他带着基督的羔羊的灵，带着谦卑的灵出来的时候，神把人带到他的面前来。
So when he came back to ministry.With this spirit of this humble lamb.
他现在已经年老，几乎退休了。常常办牧者的这个培灵培训会，很多牧者都很宝贝他，从他得帮助。
And now he is old in age, and the Lord has brought a lot of ministers and pastors, and they all benefit from.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人里面有很多的东西的。
Yes, there are a lot of things within us. A lot of things going on.
我们自己看的时候都觉得还好。
It may look okay in our eyes.
我们甚至是觉得别人不好。
Sometimes we find fault in others.
但是神界的环境在这里制作我们，让我们更单纯、更专一的来爱他、在乎他。
But yet the Lord work on us through circumstances so that we can become more pure, and then that we would desire Him and Him alone.
大概1984年还是85年，我跟于师母那个时候在另外一个教会，有一天有两个姊妹跑到我们家找我们交通啊。
Around 1984-85, when Sister Nancy and I were in another church, one day a sister came to our church.
他们两个是香港来的，从广东话开始学国语哈，所以非常渴慕的两个姊妹，很认真。
These two sisters, they came from Hong Kong, and they desired the Lord so much.
他们来找我们交通的时候，就说他们很受伤啊。
So they came to look for us, and then share with us that they've been wounded. They're so hurt.
我问他为什么
？I asked her why.
他说因为在波饼聚会的时候，他说别人祷告。那大家阿们的声音都还蛮大的。
Because they say during the communion meeting, when other people pray, and then it seems like the assembly will respond amen quite loudly.
他说我们两个祷告的时候很少听到人家阿们哈。
But when we pray, hardly anyone will say amen.
所以他们就很受伤。
So they're actually hurt.
那我们就告诉他。我们的经验，我们没有先直接纠正他说，你祷告是祷告给人听的，不是给神听的。
So we did not instantly immediately correct them. Say, whom are you praying to man or to God? We didn't say that.
如果我是栽培的人，我就这样一刀剪下去了，对不对啊
？If I were the vine dresser, I'd probably just cut them like that.
但是我们那天我们回答他，我们说，其实我们也跟他讲我们的经验，因为他们两个是广东开始学国语哈，我们要很费力才听得懂哈。
So we share with them our experience because they came from Hong Kong and they're learning to speak Mandarin.
他们又是很内向、很害羞的人，所以声音很小声，我们都得很专心听，所以来不及说阿门，也不敢说阿门，怕打断了。
So their mother tongue is Cantonese and they're learning Mandarin and they're very shy, so their voice is very soft. So whenever they pray, we have to be very, very attentive and we dare not to say amen to disrupt them.
但是我们后来还是把他带回去，祷告要在乎。我真的是在向神祷告。
But then later on, we share with them when we
pray. 我不是祷告给人听。
We're not praying to men.
虽然我们没有说我们要祷告得到别人的掌声，但是我们把阿门声当作掌声，你知道吗
？Sometimes we don't say that we want people's applause, but we take the amen as people's approval and applause.
所以很多的地方，我们里面以为自己还好，但这其实是不对的。
Oftentimes we think we're okay, but a lot of times we're not.
我前一阵子讲，在主里面要真实哈，要自由，就是要脱离那些不真实的东西。
Some months ago, I shared a message that we have to be genuinely true before God.
因为我从小在一个环境里面，就是非常需要有 performance， 需要有表现的。
Because I grew up in an environment that it was very much performance oriented.
我们在这么严格的家教底下。
We are under strict family discipline.
我上面又有五个杰出的哥哥。
And I have five very outstanding older brothers.
然后我们教会又是非常重礼数、重传统的一个教会，所以你要处处表现好，你才能够被人家夸奖。
And our church was so much on tradition, so you have to perform very well in order to get approval.
所以就算我没有要存心虚假，但是很多的时候就不真实。
Even though I did not intentionally to pretend, but oftentimes I was not being true.
我要勇敢地起来祷告。
Like I need to stand up and pray.
我要去跟人家做见证，我每天有读经。
And I have to, I want to share with others that I read
the scripture every day. 来到教会应该这样，应该那样，然后我得到很多很多这些叔叔阿姨伯伯们的夸奖。
And I know what to do when I come to church so that I can get approvals from uncles and aunties at church.
弟兄姊妹，好面子，在乎人。怕被批评，怕被论断，怕被责备，弟兄姊妹，这些东西都让我们这个人非常的不健康。
Because we love our faith and we love people's approvals and we fear criticisms and all these things make us very unhealthy.
所以当我们这样子的人被摆在教会、摆在身体里面要来侍奉的时候，主必须来修剪我们。
So when such a person being placed in God's house to serve, the Lord has to prune us.
主需要光照我们，主需要挫挫我们，主需要洁净我们，主需要让我们的 动机用心都要被 purify 被他来洁净
So the Lord will expose us He will prune us and He will frustrate us so that we can be purified our motives and our agenda
神就会在你旁边兴起一些人说扫罗杀死千千大卫杀死万万的这种歌颂声让你心里不舒服
So the Lord will bring about people singing David has slew 10,000 and Saul only thousands
然后主就会让你那些崇拜的偶像就让他破产跌倒让我们里面真正专心的来爱主。
And the Lord will cause you to see the people who you worship become spiritually bankrupt, so that you will only love the Lord alone.
我没有个人的部落格，我也没有自己的微信哈，啊，因为我是很不赞成那个赞字哈，是不是？你们是不是叫赞？啊
？Yeah, I don't have my personal blog. Personally, I don't really like the thumb up.
那个没有 建造人只会破坏人
because those likes they don't really edify but destroy
然后我前两天开同工会的时候还有弟兄跟我讲于弟兄你知道吗有一个微信公众账号就叫于宏杰我说啊
well, a couple of days ago in our church staff meeting and some brothers here do you know there's a WeChat account and it says 宏杰 you
我微信我自己根本从来没有开过账号我那次试着才上去马上就 Boston 有一个人说于牧师欢迎你加入我就马上全部delete掉逃出来了那是好几年前我大概五年前
About several years ago I got on WeChat and then opened the account immediately someone says Pastor you welcome so I immediately withdraw and deleted my account so I don't have personal WeChat account
他用我的名字用我的照片我在想主啊这真的是这怎么解释呢
So someone actually opened an account using my name and my photo. So Lord, what can I say?
弟兄姊妹，我觉得我们里面有很多，不要说隐藏的骄傲，有时候那个骄傲是闻都闻得到，人家一碰就碰到的。
You know, brothers and sisters, oftentimes this pride is not even hidden, but it's so obvious that people can smell it. We can smell it.
我们服侍的心智可以很强，但是我们的个性也很强。大家都去听我的，我不听别人的。
Yes, our desire to serve the Lord may be strong, so are our personalities. So end up, everyone has to listen to us.
你们只能夸奖我 ，appreciate 我，不可以纠正我的错误，不然我不干。
You can only appreciate me or praise me, but never criticize. Otherwise, I will quit.
弟兄姊妹，神没有办法用这样子的枝子去结果子。
But Lord cannot use such branch to bear fruit. 啊，
这个 Campbell Morgan， 我们称他为解经王子啊。
Campbell Morgan， we call him the Prince of Scriptures.
哎呀，施布真、F.B. Meyer 都是他好朋友 ，Austin Sparks 是他的学生。这个人被神用得很广，他的解经书、他的信息，他出了80多本书，几乎没有一个牧师、传道人没有读过他的书。
Campbell Morgan published over 80 volumes of books and many benefited many preachers.
他从小就喜欢讲道，因为他爸爸是个传道人。
And he loved to preach ever since he was a little boy because his father was a pastor.
他就把他姐姐的洋娃娃拿来摆在椅子一排，然后对洋娃娃讲道。
He would line up the doll, his sister's dolls, and then preach to the dolls.
他13岁的时候，居然敢在教会跑来跟牧师说我要讲道。他13岁在那边讲的第一篇道。
And then at the age of 13, he went there.To tell the pastor, I want to preach, and then he preached his first sermon.
他就是非常喜欢讲道。
And he really just loved to preach.
结果25岁，当他愿意献身出来，他去申请一个卫理公会的牧师职位的时候。
So at the age of 25, he wanted to be a full-time minister. He applied for a job.
他那天在面试，在试讲的时候，底下72个人听他讲道。讲完以后，结论是这个人没有讲道恩赐。不雇用。
So at the interview, after he preached to 72 people in the audience, and afterwards their conclusion was that this person is not gifted in preaching, so they rejected him.
神在这里修理他。
God was pruning him.
他非常难过，非常沮丧，打电话给他爸爸。他爸爸说：“人拒绝没有关系，神接受。”
He was very sad and frustrated. He sent a telegram to his father about the rejection, and his father says, "It's okay." To be rejected,
所以他就要到北边一个很小的教会，昼夜寒冬 天天在主的面前认真谦卑的读经，让主的话进到他的里面去。
Then he became a pastor of a very small church, and day and night he diligently prepared his messages and let the Lord speak to him by himself.
当他神拿出他来的时候，能够这样子被神用。
So when finally God took him out of that situation,
he was able to be
greatly used by God.
让我们结果是更多。
So that he will prune us that we can bear more fruit.
好，我们可以举很多的例子哈。
There are many, many more examples.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们希望在我们的生命里面、生活里面、侍奉里面、动机里面、思想里面，我们都需要很谦卑的把自己摆在神的面前。
Now, brothers and sisters, let us all put ourselves before the Lord and examine our life, our motives, our thoughts, our ministry, everything that we do.
所以我在结束的时候问大家几个问题。
Before I end, I'd like to ask you some questions.
下次来讲修理的时候，你们一定要有答案，甚至今天就应该有答案。
So maybe you can have answer at least when I preach the next time.
第一个。
First.
你知不知道神正在修理你什么地方？
Do you know in what area God is pruning you?
我相信没有一个人完全到觉得我不需要修理的。如果有这样子的人，请你举手哈，我真的想跟你请教。
I'm sure none of us here is so perfect that we do not need any pruning.
那如果我们都需要被修理，那你知不知道神正在修理你我什么东西？
If we all know that we need to be pruned, do you know in which area that the Lord is pruning you?
你千万不要，我不是在问说你的缺点是什么，那个是一个长 list， 我知道你我都一样。
I'm not asking you what is your weakness or shortcoming.
这个要讲缺点，我们一无是处，讲不完。
Yes, the list will be so long, it's endless.We have all so many weaknesses.
我要问的就是为着能够让神在我们身上，让我这个人能够结果子更多，神正在我们身上修剪什么？
But in order for us to bear more fruit, in what area God is pruning you?
第二个问题。
Second question.
神是正在用什么方式修剪你？
In what way God is pruning you?
用白话说啊。
In other words,
你的剪刀是什么？
What is that pair of scissors?
像我是一个，你可能是个急性子。
Maybe you have quick temper.
神就可以兴起很多让你这个人磨尽你耐性的环境来修剪你。
God may raise up many circumstances to wear you out.
你带着那样子的急性子怎么侍奉神？
How could you serve the Lord with such quick temper?
你带着那样子一个消极的态度，喜欢批评论断，喜欢这个不服的灵，怎么服侍神？
How could you serve the Lord with passive or even critical spirit?
那神在修剪的时候，神到底用什么方式正在修剪？
And in what way God is pruning you?
那第三个。
Third question.
我到底用什么态度来回应神在我身上的修剪？
What is my attitude responding to God's pruning?
到底我现在在用什么样子的态度？我是根本 don't care， 或者我根本不知道神在修剪，或者我不在乎神的修剪。
What is our attitude? Am I not caring or not even aware that God is pruning us?
还是我只是无可奈何的在那里咬牙切齿，在那里不舒服而已
？Or it is there's not much we can do, so we passively endure?
还是我里面真的知道这是天父在栽培，天父亲自在修理，我从神的手中带着积极的态度来接受他积极的修剪。
Oh, we know that He is pruning us. Our Heavenly Father is pruning us, so we respond with a positive and proactive attitude.
先问这三个就够了，好不好
？So these are the three questions.
三月初，我这个下期修剪是留到三月初，这样英文组的人可以继续听，好不好
？My next message will be the beginning of March, so that an English congregation can hear it.
我们每一个人都需要修剪。
We all need to be pruned.
而且神都正在修剪。
And God is pruning us at this moment.
所以这三个问题非常重要。你知不知道我神正在修剪什么
？So these are very important questions. Do you know in what area God is pruning you?
神是用什么方式在修剪
？And what way? how.
可能是你一个不顺服的孩子，可能是一个你的配偶，可能是你公司一个很暴力的老板，不讲理的老板，可能是你的健康。I don't know. 每一个人都知道，应该知道神怎么样在修剪我。
Maybe it could be your disobedient child, or your spouse, your unreasonable boss, or your disease, your health. I don't know, but God is pruning us.
或者在你的小组配搭团队里面，有个人你弟兄姊妹你过不去，你不喜欢他，弟兄姊妹，神可以来修剪我们。
Or someone in your small group you just don't like. I don't know, but God can be pruning you.
而我们要用什么态度来面对神亲自这样子的修剪？
Then what kind of attitude should we have in response to God's pruning?
我希望我们不要再浪费我们的生命和年日，更不要浪费神的工作和机会。Let
us not waste our time. Even God's work anymore.
我们请敬拜团队带我们再来唱《Refiner》.
We ask the worship team to lead us to sing the Refiner Fire.
我愿意成为圣洁。 I choose to be holy.
The song says, I choose to be holy is my choice.
祷告神这个时候就来分别我们，为着他。
Let's pray that at this moment the Lord will set us apart for him.
让主在我们身上那个伟大积极的工作能够继续进行。
So that the Lord's great work will continue in our lives.
不仅吼叫的狮子我们要防备它。
Not only that, we have to guard against roaring lions.
连可爱的小狐狸我们也都需要看守警醒。
Even cute little foxes we have to watch against.
他是看守葡萄园的。
And he's the one that watches his vineyard.
时刻浇灌，昼夜看守。
Waters every moment and guards it night and day.
主，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
这伟大的三而一的神亲自在这里栽培、浇灌、帮助我们成长。
This great triune God, you are watering, you are cultivating and edifying us so that we can grow.
让我们这一生能够结实累累。
So that our life can be truly fruitful and glorify you.
主啊，我们今天特别在你面前向你祷告。
Lord, today we particularly want to pray to you.
光照显明我们里面真实的情形。
That you will expose our true condition within.
所有该剪去的，你为我们剪去。
Anything that needs to be pruned, you come and prune it.
所有要修理干净的，你用你的话，用你的灵来修理它。
And you will prune us with your words and with your spirit.
让我们能够结果子更多来荣耀你。
So that we will bear more fruit to glorify you.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.